Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Heatley and welcome to Townsville Local News. Checking weather first, partly cloudy reaching 30 degrees across the region. Making news today, Wednesday, May 18, truck driver dies in highway crash, the latest from the campaign trail, and warnings our road toll is only the tip of the iceberg. Let's get into it. The Bruce Highway has reopened following a fatal crash at Rollingston yesterday morning. Crews were called to reports a semi-trailer had rolled around 50 k's north of Townsville around 10:30. The driver dying at the scene. The road was closed until 9:30 last night, causing lengthy delays with no detours around the crash as the Forensic Crash Unit launched its investigation. Those who may have seen the truck or have dashcam vision of it are asked to contact police. With just three sleeps until Election Day, pledges from our pollies are ramping up. From Labor, we're expecting a $22 million Lansdowne eco-industrial hub, $32 million to build a defence simulation training hub, and $194 million to protect our reef. The LNP committing a $5 million upgrade to Riverway Stadium, a $5.6 million Townsville to Roma corridor upgrade, and $1 billion to protect the reef. LNP's Philip Thompson saying a single vote can help shape Townsville for the better.
It's very important that people want to vote but understand what they're voting for, and then that's how you can kind of shape what we do or shape what Townsville can end up looking like.
If you're one of the unlucky ones to be isolating with COVID this week, the Electoral Commission has introduced a new emergency telephone voting system. COVID-positive people who can show proof of their result can access the voting hotline from tomorrow through until Election Day on Saturday. Nye Coffee from the AEC says they're expecting huge numbers to take up the service.
We've got literally thousands of staff ready to man the phones and run this process over the next few days.
The cut-off to register for a postal vote is 6 p.m. tonight. And North Queensland road tolls continue to climb. The RACQ says it's just the tip of the iceberg. This Road Safety Week, it's pointing to stats from TMR, showing close to 7,000 people were hospitalised with serious injuries after crashes across the state in 2020. Spokesperson Lauren Cooney says the stats are horrifying.
Some people were admitted to hospital for a few days while others were there long term, having to learn how to walk again or learn how to live with a significant brain injury.
Let's take a look at some sport now. In soccer, the Northern Qualifier gets underway this weekend with Cairns and Townsville battling it out for a spot in the next round of the Australia Cup. Edgehill United will make the trip down south to take on MA Olympic this weekend, with the winner heading to the preliminary round. There they'll play the winner from a match between the Whitsundays Coast and Central Conference. And in QRL, our North Queensland Gold Stars are hoping to end the regular season on a high note this Saturday when they come up against Brisbane Tigers down south. It's been a mixed season for our side in the BMD Premiership, but their efforts have been strong enough to earn a place in the semi-finals next weekend. The Stars can take some comfort from a 30-4 win last time they played against the Tigers. And that's all for this edition of Townsville Local News, but if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
Listener.